This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, August 13th, AD 2021. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Since 2009, the Golden Lampstand Church, a mega church in China's Shaanxi province, has faced persecution from the Chinese Communist Party. According to Bitter Winter magazine, it belongs to a network of house churches with more than 50,000 members called Sola Fide, a Latin phrase for by faith only. They refuse to affiliate with the Chinese Communist Party-vetted Protestant church denomination. In 2009, pastors and other members of the Golden Lampstand Church were arrested and received prison sentences. Pastor Wang Ziyaguang spent 3 years in jail, and his wife spent 7 years behind bars. And in 2018, the communists literally blew up its $2.6 million church building with dynamite. The Reds were eyeing the property's commercial value. Since then, the congregation has continued to meet outdoors or in private homes. This past Saturday, August 7th, 9 leaders from the church, including Pastor Wang and his wife, were arrested again. Please pray for their safety and their quick release. Matthew 5, verse 10 says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." An angry parent of children who attend Loudoun County, Virginia government schools addressed the school board this past Tuesday night and slammed the, quote, "garbage ideology," end quote, that teachers push on the students. The man, identified as Demas Christoph, is an Iranian Christian immigrant and spoke about oppression that he and his ancestors have faced, reports RealClearPolitics.com.
"Dear disgraced board members, you think you're woke? Well, let me wake you a little bit more. I'm a Chaldean married to an Armenian. We are minorities of the minorities in this country. Our ancestors and people survived massacres of the Turks and the ISIS. I grew up in Iran as a Christian. And when we went to school, as much as the government wanted to indoctrinate us, the teachers didn't allow it. The teachers did their job, teach us science, math, biology, etc. They didn't try to shove propaganda down our throats like the Ayatollahs did."
Christoph, the Iranian Christian immigrant, objected to the misguided ideology of the U.S. government school teachers of his children.
"Now in the 21st century, we have social justice warrior so-called teachers are trying to shove their garbage ideology down our kids' throat. These are our children, not yours. Their job is not to raise my child or my neighbor's child. Their job is to teach our kids math, science, biology, literature, and that's it, not ideology."
Christoph was especially upset that teachers and students alike here in the U.S. are being mandated to address boys pretending to be girls as girls, and girls pretending to be boys as boys.
"Now you want to push pronouns? How does that help them? Does that teach them how to add? You want to push that garbage down my kid's throat? I will make you call my kids king and queen. Don't waste our money."
The meeting was dominated by the topic of Policy 8040, the so-called, quote, "rights of transgender and gender expansive students," end quote. Sadly, despite the negative feedback, the Loudoun County, Virginia School Board voted to pass it. Jack Shields, one commentator, said, quote, "That's a pretty scary thought, that our schools are more likely to brainwash kids than the schools of Iran. It's time to abolish the Federal Department of Education. Nothing in education has improved since this bloated bureaucracy was created. Over 95% of political contributions by the employees of this agency go to Democrats," end quote. And finally, Subway franchise owners want purple-haired, America-hating, lesbian U.S. soccer star Megan Rapinoe booted from her role as one of the restaurant's spokespeople, reports the Daily Wire. That's despite her Tokyo Olympics bronze medal as part of the U.S. women's soccer team. Numerous franchise owners and some customers, particularly from red states, have complained about Rapinoe being featured in ads for the chain. They noted the soccer player's leftist political activism and apparent disrespect for America when she has taken a knee during the playing of the Star-Spangled Banner before games. Subway does not own any of its nearly 22,000 locations, but it charges franchisees 4.5% of their revenues for a national advertising fund and controls how the money is spent. Now, many store operators say they're facing a harsh backlash from the parent company's decisions. Last month, on a discussion forum hosted by the North American Association of Subway Franchisees, a Wisconsin store operator posted a picture of a hand-scrawled note from an irate customer taped to the front door of the shop. The note said, quote, "Boycott Subway until Subway fires the anti-American Megan Rapinoe, the creep who kneels for our beloved national anthem," end quote. The shop owner said, quote, "The ad should be pulled and done with. It gets tiring apologizing," end quote. Romans 1 verse 16 declares, "God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural sexual relations for unnatural ones." And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, August 13th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.